You're listening to Wisp Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for Wisp Business, the podcast. Today, I'm here with Amy Gannon, co-founder of the Doyen Group. We're here in Madison to chat a little bit about what this group is and what the importance of it is within the greater ecosystem. Amy, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So to start off, for some of our audience members that might not be aware of what the Doyen Group is, can you give a quick overview?
Yeah, so our primary mission is to build entrepreneurial ecosystems that invest in the power and potential of diverse women entrepreneurs. So really creating places where women entrepreneurs can thrive, increase the number of women entrepreneurs, increase the number of women building bigger businesses, and that's what we frame our work around. We have four strategies that we think will change the ecosystem. Number one is to build an army of women with strong entrepreneurial skill sets. So what does it mean? For us, a skill set is I can take an idea and bring it to fruition. And so we do a lot of programming that's around professional development. What does it really mean to be an entrepreneur? What does it really mean to take our ideas and build them? The second thing is we think we need more visibility of women entrepreneurs. So we're not, in some ways you have to see it to be it. So the more women we give visibility to for everyone in our community, they get a vision of what different entrepreneurs can look like rather than the sort of standard entrepreneur we typically put out there. So we do a lot of events that promote women entrepreneurs. We do a lot of social media to put them out there. We are a resource for anybody who's putting a panel together that wants a woman entrepreneur. You can email me and I can get you 10. in an hour. So we try to eliminate the option of having entrepreneurial panels that don't have women on them, because it's one email away. The third thing we do is fund, put more money in the hands of women entrepreneurs. And so we raised about $1.2 million, the majority of which is going to be dispersed to women entrepreneurs in the form of grants, loans, and equity investments. Wow. And our Evergreen Fund is that the way it's designed is when women pay back any monies that they have either borrowed or we get a return on an investment, it goes right out to the next woman entrepreneur. And then the fourth thing we do is really collaborate. We look for partnerships where we can change the dynamic in the broader system. How can we be allies to different organizations in the community to really make that systems-wide change? And so those are our four strategies that we say, okay, what's really going to make a shift in the ecosystem to be more inclusive?
Yeah, definitely. And you guys have been at it for about 5 years so far, right? So can you talk about some of the impacts you've seen or a success story?
Yeah, I mean, I think raising $1.2 million is a success story for us. So that took a lot of work. where for us, there's some success in that we've had, we're approaching 200. By the end of the year, we will likely have 200 members because we are a member-based organization. Mm-hmm. We raised $1.2 million. We've had, we do strategic planning retreats. We've had close to 60 women entrepreneurs come through those planning retreats. We are seeing that, for example, Forward Fest, it's the 8-day entrepreneurship festival. This past year we had, I think, over 50 different events as part of that Madison's festival. At least a third, 30 to 40% of those had involvement from Doyen members. And when we started 5 years ago, we launched actually at Forward Fest. It was our first public programming that we did.
Oh, wow.
And at that time, only about 10% of the participants of Forward Fest were women. And by 2016, it was approaching 40% of participants. So when you think about the flagship festival and that our influence on that has brought a lot of people to the festival who wouldn't otherwise have come, and that we're shaping the way those conversations and the dynamic to make that festival more inclusive. And we were a player in doing that. I think that's a huge success. You know, one of the things we believe is that we have some guiding principles. Women aren't broken. It's the system that's broken. So we're really going to draw out the potential and that power that women have, but we're going to go fixing the system in which they operate. And so I think those are big signals.
All right, great. Well, thanks so much, Amy, for taking the time to come and chat with me today. I really appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. See more at wispbusiness.com.